Every Monday morning, MLive's Angela Whitrock joins Current State to talk about business, the economy, and development. And this morning, we are joined by a guest we're eager to talk to. Former East Lansing Mayor Douglas Jester is playing a leading role helping the city move ahead on new downtown development. Douglas heads a public panel that's been reviewing proposals to develop 2.8 acres or thereabouts of city-owned downtown property. Some plans call for hotels, student residences, farmers markets, office space, outdoor venues, and on and on. And over the coming days, the panel's expected to narrow the field and finally recommend one to the East Lansing City Council. Good morning, Angela. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Mark.
And good morning, Douglas Jester. Good to see you.
Good morning. My pleasure to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
Mr. Jester, can you kind of remind us where we are in the process and how, what exactly it is that these proposals entail, what we're looking at?
Of course. The area in question is in downtown East Lansing. It's north of Grand River Avenue and west of Abbott Road. It's an area where there was a project proposed some years ago called City Center 2. That project has fallen apart for various reasons, and the city is now engaged in an effort to pursue a new development path. Under the effort of that project, there was some land owned by the city that was going to be used and some owned by the private developer. That private developer still owns the land that he controlled, but isn't able to proceed with the project. So the city's effort now is to proceed with development of the city-owned property and then allow the developer of that property to include or not adjacent properties, including those of the former developer.
How is that playing out exactly? I mean, how is your panel, and how many people are on the panel? It's like 17 or 18?
I think it's 17.
Okay. How is your panel factoring this wild card into this whole process, since that's, that is part of some of the plans that has been presented?
It is. It's important to understand that the process we're going through now is not to choose a plan, but to choose one or more developers who will then work with the community to develop a plan. They submitted notional plans as a part of their proposal, but when we recommend to City Council and Council chooses to work with one or two or three of those developers and continue the process, the first obligation of the developer is to engage the community and do market analyses to determine what would be the most appropriate and desired use of this land, what kind of development should occur. So rather than saying up front, this is the proposal and this is what's going to be built there, we're saying, convince us you're qualified, that you have the capacity, the financial ability, and the intent to work with the community to build what would work best for us.
That's a little bit at odds with what's made it into the media,
I think.
You're not recommending a specific proposal. This is really about vetting a developer.
That's right.
As much as that.
That's right.
Can you speak a little bit more to what exactly are the top three qualities, I guess, in a developer that you would choose? I know there was, in the previous incarnation of this development as City Center 2, you know, there was a lot of controversy there. What are you guys specifically looking at to avoid some of that problem again?
Well, first we're looking for a good, strong track record of doing developments successfully and developments that worked in the communities that hosted them. Secondly, we're looking at their current organizational and financial capacity. And thirdly, we're looking at their commitment to sustainability, community involvement, and other sorts of processes that will make a good development or a great development in that site.
Is Scott Chappelle or Strathmore or the owner of CADA? There's a lot of names that get drawn into this whole thing. Are you in touch with them about this process? Are they involved in any way?
Well, they certainly are aware of the process that the city's undertaken. Several of the proponents of specific proposals to us indicated that they had attempted to reach agreements to use Chappelle's property. One of them, DTN Management, has represented that they have an agreement that would allow them to incorporate Chappelle's property into this development if the development goes forward. But we are intent on choosing a developer and a proposal that are not dependent on such an arrangement.
Is the committee worried at all that having these three sort of blighted Strathmore-owned properties, that could still impact whatever the quality of the eventual development is of the city-owned properties?
Certainly in the short term, we are. But we don't think that from that we should conclude that we ought to tie this all into one development. We'll go ahead, if appropriate, with development on city-owned property in that area and leave it to Mr. Chappelle or others to redevelop those other parcels. It makes no sense financially or otherwise for him to continue to hold on to them undeveloped or in their current state. So we're expecting certainly that redevelopment will occur, just not making it necessary that it be a part of a package with the city property.
Describe the public feedback that you've received to the proposals. Is the public generally more involved or less involved in this plan than you would have thought?
Our process is designed to make sure that there is significant public involvement. Every step that the committee has taken, the documents are on the city website, cityofeastlansing.com. There's a link right off of the front page there. All of the meetings have been public, and we've endeavored to be, you know, very explanatory about what we're doing and transparent in each of the meetings. We've had pretty good participation, particularly from the people who reside in the immediate area. And then I've been invited to neighborhood meetings and things like that. So we're staying close to the community all through this.
A lot of the residents I've spoken with, especially who reside closer to downtown, are really worried that what they'll end up seeing is, will be characterized as like for the creative class type housing, but will really just be more expensive student housing. Is there any priority that the committee is placing on housing that's not specifically geared toward undergraduates?
Amongst the criteria we're evaluating on are not just the ability to finance a big project and execute it, but also to bring together all of the pieces of a mix of uses. So we want to make sure that the developer we choose has a history of being able to attract retail, office, non-student housing, as well as student housing. In the end, the project will have to be supported by the market. It would be perhaps surprising if it could be done without any student housing. But I think it's entirely feasible, based on what we know now, that there would be significant non-student housing combined with student housing and other uses.
Earlier, you mentioned the possibility of one or two or three developers being recommended to the city council. Is it more likely that more than one will be recommended? Or do you expect one to be recommended?
This is just my judgment. The committee hasn't decided yet, but I think we probably will recommend to council that they enter into deeper due diligence and perhaps even some of the market analysis and planning processes with more than one developer.
Well, after that recommendation or recommendations are made, what happens to the other plans? Though, can they go to the Court of Appeals and say, hey, this deserves another look. This is really a better plan than you realize.
No, the nature of the city's ownership of this property and the process we've set out is that it's like an application to become a developer to purchase the land from the city. So the city it's not a judicial process at all. There's no really valid path for appeal, as long as we do the right thing in terms of the interests of the city.
But are you essentially killing some prospects?
The city council would be free to ignore the advice of the committee, but okay. Effectively, I think yes.
Is there a consensus among the committee about some top priorities for what they would like to see there? A couple of the plans refer to a hotel and a permanent or somewhat permanent space for a farmer's market. Are there three or four things that you guys are really looking at that you want to make sure goes downtown?
In the committee's deliberations thus far, we focused on the qualifications of the developers, so I can't represent that the committee has a consensus view yet. From my conversations with other committee members, I think there is very real interest in enhancing our already successful farmer's market. A hotel would add to the vitality of the downtown. There's real interest in office, although questions about whether the market will sustain more office. And then we definitely want mixed use with retail on the ground level and then, you know, residential and office above.
Douglas Jester heads a public panel that's reviewing proposals to develop a few acres of city-owned downtown property in East Lansing in the coming days. He will be, along with his panel, be recommending a developer or two or three to the city council. Douglas, thanks very much. Angela, see you soon.
See you soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Sure.